Can't get a majority in line here.
My name's Mike Lewis. I'm the Governor's Highway Safety Rep, and I'm representing the Department of Public Safety on this bill. The primary purpose of this bill is to reduce the paperwork and the complications in highway safety giving out grants to the grantees for highway safety projects. The highway safety program is a federally mandated program that requires I give highway safety projects to state and local governments and also the private nonprofit agencies. What the problem is I am not under the agency authorized to do this under the state statutes. And so we put this in so that the Department of Public Safety would have this authority. The Senate changed it so it restricted it to just highway safety and the Division of Fire Prevention to prevent.
Excuse me one second. The State Affairs Committee will come to order. Present today, Representative Hoffman, Menard, Barton, Davidson, Ulmer. We have before us Senate Bill 174, and Mr. Mike Lewis from Highway Safety is explaining the bill to us. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Whenever I do go through the contract process, which is normal procurement procedures with the state, I end up doing paperwork about yay thick, about an inch and a half for professional services, especially with agencies like the Alaska Council on Prevention of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, of which I have several projects for in the school systems. They run several different alcohol prevention projects and also seatbelt encouragement projects for the school systems from preschool up through high school. And by allowing me authority to give grants directly, this cuts out all the paperwork and reduces the time.
So basically, if this doesn't pass, you don't legally have the authority to issue these grants that you get from the federal
that's
government.
Correct,
so it's sort of an authorization to allow you to be the middleman kind of between the state government, between the federal government and local government.
Yes,
is that pretty much it?
And I've been operating without this authority for several years now.
I see. And did the federal government finally say that it was time to do something about
they
it?
They are concerned, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anyone else have any other questions about this bill?
Sounds like it would save money if we didn't accept the money.
How does that affect fire prevention?
Well, fire prevention was thrown at the time that this was actually submitted 2 years ago. Fire prevention was getting some federal funds, but they didn't have granting authority. Since then, there's been legislation passed in the last legislative session speaking to fire prevention in-service training, that particular legislation gave them granting authority in that legislation, so it's really not necessary for them to have it under this bill, because they've already got it.
Representative Davidson?
I was just going to move the bill out of committee with individual recommendations.
Is there any objection?
I object.
You do? For any particularly good reason?
No, it's just kind of nice. I was just comfortable.
It's been too good of a day.
You know, a little too fast.
We don't have anything meaningful to go to.
If there is no objection, we will pass out Senate Bill 174 with individual recommendations.
I thought we had two bills today.
Well, the other bill was pending referral from Labor and Commerce.
Good job.
Labor and Commerce.
Thank you.